United States.
Georgia's runoff elections. So sweet and clear. Two stunning victories for Democrats in Georgia upend the Senate.
4 years ago, any pundit predicting that the solidly Republican state of Georgia would send two Democratic senators to Washington in 2020 would have been dismissed as a crank. Yet that was the outcome of two extraordinary runoff elections held on January 5th, which may set a new model for winning Democratic campaigns in the usually inhospitable South. The contests were also the costliest Senate races ever. More than $500 million was spent on a deluge of advertising alone, because they will determine control of the Senate for the next 2 years. Raphael Warnock, the first African-American ever to be elected to the Senate from the South, defeated Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbent. The other Democrat, John Ossoff, defeated Senator David Perdue, meaning the Senate will be tied at 50-50, giving the Vice President-elect, Kamala Harris, the casting vote in the upper chamber. Democrats will thus have secured the Washington trifecta of House, Senate, and White House needed to pass legislation. For the incoming president, Joe Biden, this means a chance to convert at least some of his ambitious agenda from a pile of white papers into reality. For the outgoing president, Donald Trump, it is a startling rebuke. Though the election's national ramifications may take most headlines, the contests also reflect Georgia's idiosyncrasies. The state is unique in requiring a head-to-head runoff if no candidate commands a majority in the general election. On November 3rd, both Ms. Loeffler and Mr. Perdue secured a greater share of votes than did Mr. Trump, who lost the state by a razor-thin margin. The president has since been consumed with attempts to overturn that result through recounts, lawsuits, and, most disturbingly, direct pressure on Georgia's top elections officer to find the necessary votes to steal the election. Runoffs typically favor Republicans. They tend to be snoozy events that attract only the most committed voters, older, whiter, and typically more conservative. That did not happen this time. Turnout was estimated to be 4.5 million, or 89% of the record-setting tally in November. It was high enough in the right places to suggest a Democratic finish ahead of Mr. Biden's.